morning, and may our learning be a merit for Refuah Shleima, for Herzl Ben Heshmat, and for Margalit Elisha Bat Ruth Naomi. Today's daf is daf Chavav. Very exciting. We start the final perek here of Masechet Tanis. We were still on the bottom of Chaf Hei Amid Beis, 25b, just finishing up here. The issues of fasts for lack of rain. We're on the very last of the thin line. So the Mishnah taught, Hayu Misanim, let's say they were fasting, and then Baruch Hashem, V'yarduk Shamim, the rain came down. So the Mishnah said, if it was Kodem Anitz Achama, if the rain came before the sun had risen, they should not complete the fast. After the sun had risen, then they should complete the fast. And Rabbi Elazar says, if it came down before the middle of the day, they shouldn't complete the fast. If it comes down after chatzos, after lunch, they already missed lunch, so that's already too late. Now they should complete the fast. Harabanan, we learned in a brisa, now the first wide line. Hayim misanim, now a third opinion. Hayim misanim, yardalim, kshamim, kodam, neitzachama. Lo yashlimu, if it rained before the sunrise, that's it. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, now they don't have to complete the fast because they got the rain. But if the day started, the sun had risen, and only afterwards the rain came, so they should still fast. Yashlimu, div Rabbi Meir. It's Rabbi Meir. Like we had in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda, says, Quentin Bryce, it's Rabbi Yehuda who says, and the Mishnah was Rabbi Lez who said it. Bryce, it's Rabbi Yehuda who says, Kodem chatzos lo yashlimu, if it rained before the middle of the day, namely before the big lunch, then already they don't complete the fast. La'ach chatzos, but if it only rains after the middle of the day, then yashlimu, they have to complete the fast. And Rabbi Yossi is a third opinion. Kodem teisha shos, if it rains before the ninth hour from the beginning of the day, so that's already 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the day it's equinox. So if it rained before the ninth hour, lo yashlimu, then they don't complete the fast. They eat already. La'achar teisha shos. If it only rained after the ninth hour, then yashlimu. Now, why would you say that the ninth hour is before the ninth hour is also significant? Shakenotzinu ba'achav melech Yisrael. This is what we find with Achav, the king of Israel. Shehisana miteisha shos ulamala. He only fasted from the ninth hour and on. And that was also considered a fast. Shanamar, as the verse says, Haraisa, did you see Ki nichna Achav, that Achav has subdued himself, and therefore I'm not going to punish him in his own lifetime. So in the Braisa, so the Gemara is quoting, there's actually a third opinion. The Mishnah had two opinions, if it rained before sunrise or if it rained before lunchtime. Now there's a third opinion. For kings, lunchtime is 3 p.m. Everything with the king starts later. They wake up later, they have lunch later. So if it rained before the lunchtime of the kings, that's already reason to stop the fast. And the other opinion says, no, you keep the fast going. Yeah, question, Baruch?
This is strictly Tanit is for rain.
This is correct, right? These are fasts for lack of rain, exactly.
And this is the whole community doing
Yeah, the whole community is fasting because we don't have rain. That's
including
right.
Including the king.
Yeah, sure. A story of Yudhanasiya Gazar Ta'anisir. Yudhanasiya once ordered a fast. He decreed a fast because there was no rain. And then it rained after sunrise. So he thought, okay, it's too late. We got to sunrise with no rain. Let's keep the fast going. Amalei Rabami. Rabami said, no. Kodem chatzos. Since it came down before the middle of the day, therefore you don't complete the fast. If it would have come down after the middle of the day, that's when you would have completed the fast. That's what you knew. That's what we learned. And that's the halacha. Halacha is like Rabbi Elazar. Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa, like Rabbi Elazar in the Mishnah. Mm-hmm. Therefore, since there was rain, yes, albeit after the sunrise, but before the middle of the day, we should not be fasting. Another story. Shmuel HaKatan. Shmuel Gazar Ta'anisa. He made a fast once. He decreed a fast because there was no rain. V'yardalim kshamim kodem neitzachama, and it rained before sunrise. Kisvunam lo mara l'shivcha shol tziburu. So the people thought, wow, look at our merits. We just said we would fast, and already God is so happy with us that he sends the rain. we're really righteous. We didn't even have to actually fast. Amalaham, so he said, no, there's another way to understand it. God doesn't like you so much. He said, oh my gosh, they're coming to talk to me. I better give them the rain before I get to have to speak to them. Amshalachem mashal, I'll give you a parable. What this is like. What's it like? It's like a slave who asks for a present from his master. Amalaham, so the master tells the other slaves, Tznulo, you better give him something. Valesh makolo, because I don't want to hear his voice. Give him before I hear from him. So the fact that you got the rain before the fast is not such a sign of merit. Maybe it's the opposite. Maybe it's a sign that the Almighty is not interested in our prayers. So we have another story. Shmuel made a decree of a fast, and they fasted, and then after the sun set, it rained. The people thought, oh, this is again a great sign. Wow, we fast, and now we get the rain right away. Shmuel said, maybe not. Maybe this is not a praise of the community. I'll give you a parable. What's it like? A slave asks for a present from his master. The master says, alright, let's wait. Let's see him, beg and, eviscerate himself and keep begging and begging in pain. Once he's in pain, Tznulo, then you'll give him what he's asking. So maybe the fact that God waited till we finished the fast is a sign that he doesn't like us, that he wants us to have pain, and then he gives something. So I said, well, before the fast was not a sign of merit. After the fast is not a sign of merit, so what would be a sign of merit? When could the community feel good, We're doing well, we pray, God gives to us. The answer is if the answer comes immediately. If when they say Mashav Ruach, Amar Mashav Ruach, Menashav Zika, if the Chazan says Mashav Ruach, and then you start hearing the wind blow, and then he says Morid Agashem Asamitra, he says the word Morid Agashem, and right away there's rain, then you know God likes the community. Then there is a lot of favor to the community.
So
alright?
What happens if it didn't rain that day of the Tanit? The next day they have to Tanit again, Rabbi, or what?
Well, no, we saw there are 13 fasts. And after the 13th fast, when we get to the month of Nisan, we give up. All right, next. The name, so then the story was, Maisa Begozu Tanis Belud. The Mishnah had a story. They once made a decree of a fast in Lud, and then there was rain before the middle of the day, and the people went out, and they ate, and they drank, and then when they came back in the late afternoon, they said, chapter 136 of Tehillim, Halalah Gadol. Ask the Gemara, V'nei Mahal Meikara. Once it starts to rain, they should be saying Halalah Gadol. Abayev Rav Adami Tarvai, Abayev Rav both answered. You don't say chapter 136 of Tehillim Halal Gadol. Ela al nefesh sveya v'keres meleya. Only when the soul is sated, when you're filled up, and the stomach is full. Because one of the lines is, no saying lechem l'chol basar ki lolam chasdo. So you can only say that. God gives bread to all if you feel full and you feel happy. Ain't is that so? Rav Papa came to the shul of Abi Govar. The Gazer Tanis, he decreed a fast day. And it rained before the middle of the day. Vamer Halel. And he said right away, chapter 136 of Tehillim. And then they ate and drank. So he didn't wait till they were full and in a good mood to say Halal Gadol. So in that story in the Mishnah, why did they have to wait till they ate to say chapter 136? So the Gemara, Abi Govar is a shul in the town of Mechoza. Shani b'nei Mechoza. The people of Mechoza are different. They get drunk often. Tishchichu b'ashichrus. So therefore, our papa didn't want to wait till they ate. Because if they ate, there'd be some l'chaims with the eating. And the l'chaims might make them drunk. Now, to pray while you're drunk is an abomination. It's the same way you can't walk into the Beis HaMikdash when drunk. It's wrong to pray when drunk. So, that's an interesting thing, right? It's not more kavana. Hashem expects of us to be. It's no kavana. It's no kavana. Hashem expects of us to be of. Yeah, then as we're going to see in the next Mishnah, right? A Kohen is not allowed to say Birchas Kohanim if he's drunk some alcohol. So to say chapter 136 of Tehillim, if they're going to be drunk, they're not going to be able to say it in the right way. So therefore, a papa knew that in his town, they're going to be so happy once they start eating this. Out comes the alcohol. the beer, the other things. So he said, okay, we're going to say chapter 136 before. So I saw Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein ask, but how does it solve the problem? You're supposed to only say it when you're on a full stomach. Because how can you say God feeds everyone if you're hungry right now? So the answer is, since you know you're going to be on a full stomach, that also counts to be on a full stomach. You know you're going to eat. So that already is there, you know, ideally you should have already eaten. Then you say, thank you Hashem for filling me up. But if you can't eat first because you might get drunk, so then the fact that you know you're going to eat is also enough to be able to justify saying this chapter of Tehillim, chapter 136. Hajin Allah Bezos Hashem Yizbarach Seder Tanios Elu Hadzarach Alon. Okay, now we merit to start the final perek of Masechet Tanis, the fourth chapter. Of course, this is the very famous chapter where we transition from fasts for lack of rain into discussing the fasts that we are familiar with, the fasts for the loss of the Beis HaMikdash, 17th of Tammuz, and the 9th of Av. Shlosha Prakim Mashana, three times a year, Kohanim Nosenes Kapehem. Three times a year, the Gemara is going to explain this line of the Mishnah to mean that three times a year, the Kohanim say Birchas Kohanim in each of the prayers. And since they're saying it in each of the prayers that are during the day, it could end up being Arba Pam Bayom. It could end up saying Birchas Kohanim four times that day. They'll say it during Shachris, they'll say it during Musaf, they'll say it during Mincha, and during Ni'ilas Sha'arim. They'll say it during the final prayer, the prayer of Ni'ila, which is, we're familiar with it from Yom Kippur, but they used to say Ni'ila at other times too. They would say Ni'ila on fast days, communal fast days would also have a Ni'ila. So when you have a Ni'ila, you would say a Birchas Kohanim during Ni'ila. In Israel, it's a very big deal. They try to get to Birchas Kohanim before the sun comes down to be able to get the Ni'ila of Birchas Kohanim. Birchas Kohanim of Ni'ila, I should say. What's that?
Yom Kippur.
Well, we don't have severe fast days, but if we would have a severe fast day, we would have an Ni'ila too. Amen, alavai. We need that mechila for sure. Okay, so what are the times that we say Birchas Kohanim at every prayer? B'ta'anios, on fast days. Now we saw there are 13 fasts for lack of rain. There are three, then another three, then another seven. B'ma'amados. We're going to learn all about the Ma'amados now. The Ma'amados were the groups of individuals that represented the nation for the Karbanos. When a Karban is brought, the owner has to be there. And the owner has to be watching the Karban as it's brought. So how could you have the whole Jewish nation with the Karbanos every day? You have communal Karbanos, but all the Jews have to be in the Beis HaMikdash every day in the morning. Nobody can live anywhere outside of Yerushalayim. So Shmuel HaNavi and David HaMelech, they already instituted shifts, representatives. These are the Ma'amados. And some of them were in Yerushalayim. Some of the people who are in this Ma'amad were all over the country. And so they would be fasting on their week when their shift was on. And when they're fasting, they're praying many prayers, including a Ni'ila prayer. So when they are fasting, so they would be saying a Birchas Kohanim. And finally, on Yom Kippurim. Elohim Ma'amados. What are the Ma'amados? If you should remember, because the Torah says, Sabbath B'nei Israel, Eskar B'nei Lachmi Li'ishai, V'amarta Lehem, right? Eskar B'nei Lachmi Li'ishai, Re'ach Nichoch, V'amarta Alehem. Eskar B'nei Lachmi Li'ishai, my carbon, which is my bread for my fires. Re'ach Nichoch, it's going to be the smell that will give me a good feeling. Tishmeru, you have to guard it. Guard it means you have to be over it. La'krivi B'mado, to bring it to me at its time. Tishmeru, you have to be guarding it. The owner has to be there with the carbon. So the question becomes, how could you have a carbon brought with him not standing over it? How could a whole nation stand over the carbonos of the nation? So that's why Hitzkinu Nevi'im Arishonim, that's why the first prophets, namely Shmuel and David HaMelech, instituted Esrim Arba Mishmaros, 24 groups. So they had 24 shifts. We're familiar with the Mishmaros of the Kohanim, but it's not just Kohanim in these shifts. There were Levi'im in these shifts, and there were Yisraelim in these shifts. So, let's say the family of Yehoyariv had a certain group of Levi'im that would come up with them to Yerushalayim for the service, and there was a certain group of Yisraelim that were attached to the family of Yehoyariv. I'll call Mishmar, Mishmar HaYamamad B'Yerushalayim, Shal Kohanim, Shal Levi'im, Shal Yisraelim. The way Rashi explains it, there's different explanations, but the way Rashi explains it, every shift had as part of the shift the ma'amad, the group, and the group had two parts. Part of the group lived in Yerushalayim, and part of the group lived outside of Yerushalayim. So Giyaz Mana Mishmar Lalos, when it was the time, let's say, of the Yehoyarib family to go up and to do the service, Kohanim v'Levim Olam Yerushalayim, the Kohanim and Levim of Yehoyarib, from wherever they were in Israel, would go up to Yerushalayim, Kohanim to the service of the Karbanos, Levim to sing, Yisrael Shaboso Mishmar. Now those members of the rest of Klal Yisrael, who were part of the Yehoyarib Mishmar, part of that group, who did not live in Yerushalayim, Miskansin La'arehem, they would gather in their own city, and they would daven about the carbon that it should be accepted. V'korin, and they used to fast, and they used to read Maaseh Bereishis. They used to read every day passages from chapter 1 of Bereishis. We take out the parentheses. There was another part of the group that was in Yerushalayim. And in Yerushalayim, they would be fasting and actually going up to the Beis HaMikdash to stand over the carbon. That's what Rashi says, starting the words Al Kol Mishmar. Rashi says, Arba v'eser mishmaro shel kohanim hayu. There were 24 shifts of kohanim. Shmuel v'David tiknum. Shmuel and David set it up. Al Kol Mishmar hayamamad b'Yerushalayim. For every shift, there was a group in Jerusalem. Shekvuin v'omdim ba'ir, that were standing in the city. V'omdim al karban acheihem, and they would actually stand over the offering of the nation. Ulevad elu adorim b'Yerushalayim. Now, besides the members of the group who live in Yerushalayim, hayu ma'amadus b'chol ir, there were members of the group in every city. Sheyisrael nechleku l'chaftal mishma'amadus, because the nation of Israel was divided into the 24 ma'amadus. K'neged arba'av asrim mishmaros, corresponding to the 24 mishmaros, k'netani b'braisa shalmem tesmidos, as learned in the braisa. That's what we learned. Hayu ma'amad b'Yerushalayim, kohanim levim, and Yisraelim. What did they read during the Ma'amadus? Biyom Rishon, on the first day of the week, they read Bereishis, namely the first five psukim, Bereishis bar Elokim v'shamayim v'sa'aretz, v'aretz v'sisov v'vov, v'chosh v'chapnei tzahom, v'ruach Elokim rachev v'slapnei amayim, v'yom Elokim yihi or, etc. And then they read the next three psukim, v'yihi rakia, and in these total of eight psukim, they get three aliyos. So as we're going to learn, both here in the Masechta Megillah, they'd have to repeat a pasuk, or maybe they'd have to divide a pasuk. B'sheni, the second day of the Ma'amaros, they would read Yehi Rakia, the reading of the second day of creation, and the reading of the third day, Yehi Kavu Amayim, which is already more psukim. Five psukim.
Yeah. Their shul would be
Beit HaMikdash. I don't know that it's Beit HaMikdash, but certainly the shul is considered a mikdash ma'at, a little Beit HaMikdash. And in the shul, they would gather to pray for the karbanos.
But they would not follow the same rules and regulations of Beit HaMikdash.
Correct, yeah, but still it's connected to the Beit HaMikdash. 100%. You're not allowed to shecht outside of Beit HaMikdash. Yeah. It's a sin to slaughter outside of Beit HaMikdash. Bashlishi, the people who can shecht outside of the Beis HaMikdash are the Goyim. So if you had a guy who wanted to shecht karbanos nowadays in his backyard, he could do it.
Right.
But and you could even eat from it, right? That's the only time you could eat from the shechitz of a guy, is if he shechts a karban.
But
he can make a shlamim, according to the views that he can give a shlamim. And Bashlishi, Yikav HaMayim, on the third day they read Yikav HaMayim, the reading of the third day, plus Yihi Ma'oros, the reading of the fourth day, Bervi Yihi Ma'oros, on the fourth day they read Yihi Ma'oros, V'Yishvitzu HaMayim, as well as the reading of Let the Waters Produce a Fish, which is the reading of the fifth day. V'Chamishi, of the fifth day, they read Yishvitzu HaMayim and Totzei Ha'aretz, and the earth should produce the animals, and Bashishi, they read Totzei Ha'aretz, and V'Yichu HaShamayim, they read also the reading of Shabbos. Parsha Gedola, Karnos of Mishnayim, the section that has more psukim, has five psukim, gets two aliyos. So two people read it. Remember, in those days, he didn't have a valkore. In those days, each ola would read his psukim. So that section had more psukim, had two people are reading it. The Ketana, in the smaller section of only three psukim, Yachid, one person reads it. B'Shachris and B'Musaf. This is true in Shachris and at Musaf. Uvimincha, at Mincha, Nichnasim V'korin Alpihen. At Mincha, they would come in to the shul, and they would just read it by heart. Karen has Shema, like someone who's reading Shema, that you can read by heart. Erev Shabbos v'mincha, if it's Friday and it's mincha time, lo yinichnasim, they wouldn't even come into the shul. Make for the Shabbos, because everybody's busy trying to honor Shabbos and prepare for Shabbos. All right, new laws. Kol yom sheyesh bo halal. Any day that you say halal, namely Chanukah. Ein ma'amad, then they did not have the ma'amad prayers, the shachris during shachris, because they didn't have time, because they were busy saying halal. If it's a day of Karban Musaf, namely a Rosh Chodesh, Ein bin Ilah, then they don't say the ma'amad, even during the Ilah, because they were very busy with the Karbanos Musaf. And they didn't have time to say the ma'amad at Musaf, Mincha, or Ne'ilah. Karban Eitzim. Let's say it's a day when a family is celebrating that back when Bayis Sheni was first built, this family had donated wood on this day to fuel the Mizbeach, and therefore, for all time, this day is a holiday for them. So a day of a Karban Eitzim, Ein ba'mincha. Then there's no ma'amad at mincha time, Divrei Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, because the Karban Eitzim is brought before mincha, and then everybody is busy with that, but they would get to an ilah on those days. Amar ben Nazir, Ben Nazir said, no, kachay Rabbi Yeshua Shom, Rabbi Yeshua taught like this, a day that has a Karban Musaf, Ein ba mincha, then there's no ma'amad for mincha time, and a day of Karban Eitzim, Ein ba ne'ilah. Then there's no ma'amad for Ne'ilah also. But there is a ma'amad, according to him, for Mincha time. Because Rabbi Akiva agreed to Ben Azai.
Rabbi, Hashmonite was during the first Beit
HaMikdash.
Second.
The Hashmonaim were in the second Beit HaMikdash.
Then there was no Hanukkah at the time.
No, after the Hashmonaim, you had Hanukkah.
I know, but there was no Beit HaMikdash.
No, they restored it. They had a Beit HaMikdash for another 150 years.
Oh, okay.
Now there are 9 dates during the year when people are celebrating the donation of the wood, and certain families get to bring karbanos on these dates. So what are these dates? Be'ach ben Nisan, the first of Nisan, b'nei Arach ben Yehuda. That's when the family of Arach from the tribe of Yehuda gets to bring the wood and celebrate. Because that's when, in Bayis Sheni, when they first built the second Beis Hamikdash, this family brought wood then. That's when Tammuz, the 20th of Tammuz, B'nei David, the children of David HaMelech, from Yehuda. The Chamisha Bav, on the 5th of Av, B'nei Parush ben Yehuda, the children of Parush from Yehuda, B'Shiva Bo, on the 7th of Av, B'nei Yonadav ben Rechav, the children of Yonadav ben Rechav, B'Asar Bo, on the 10th, B'nei Sna'a ben Binyamin, the children of Sna'a ben Binyamin, Chamisha Asar Bo, on the 15th, B'nei Zatu ben Yehuda, and with them Kohanim and Levim, v'chol mi shetav v'shivto, and anybody who's not sure about what tribe he belongs to. U'bnei Gon ve'ali, and the children of Gon ve'ali, u'bnei Kotzei Ktzios, and the children of those who are gathering the figs, v'esrim bo, on the 20th, v'nei Pachas Moav ben Yehuda, the children of Pachas Moav from Yehuda, Besim be'Elul, the 20th of Elul, B'nei Idad ben Yehuda, the Adin ben Yehuda, the children of Adin, son of Yehuda, from Yehuda, and Be'echad b'Tevesh, Shavu B'nei Parush. Then again, the B'nei Parush had a second time, and they got to bring the Karban Eitzim. All right, going back to Ma'amados. Be'echad b'Tevesh, on Rosh Chodesh Teves, lo haya bo Ma'amad, there was no Ma'amad at all. First of all, they say halal, so that takes away the ma'amad prayer of Shachris, because it's Chanukah. It also is Rosh Chodesh, so there's Karban Musaf, so that takes away the ma'amad of Mincha time. And Musaf, the Karban Eitzim, and there is also the Karban Eitzim, that takes away Mincha and Ne'ilah, so therefore, there was no ma'amad at all. Okay, now turning over from Ma'amados to Tisha B'Av and Shavuos Tammuz. There were 5 tragedies that happened on the 17th of Tammuz, and 5 on Tisha B'Av. What are those? B'shiv Asu B'tamas in the 17th of Tamas, the Shtabra Luchos. Moshe Rabbeinu came down, he saw the nation cavorting in front of the golden calf, and he broke the Luchos. Batla Tamid. In the times of the Karban Tamid was stopped. Unclear when that was. It was during Bayis Sheni, apparently, at some point. Some say it was when the Chashmonaim were in their civil war between Choni and Aristobulus, and the Romans were called in by, I think it was Choni who called in the Romans to join him in fighting Aristobulus. So the Kohanim were in the Beis HaMikdash, used to lower a bucket of gold down to the soldiers outside, and they would then send up a lamb for the Karban Tamid to continue. And then the Romans said, what are you doing? That's why those guys are succeeding, because you're still giving them the Karban. So the Jewish guy said it. So then instead of the gold, they sent up a pig. The Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash sent down gold, and the people sent back a pig, and the whole world shook. And the Karban Tamid wasn't brought. All right. Yeah. There was a writer in America who used to write stories, Edgar Allan Poe. He wrote a story about this this Gemara of Batal HaTamid. He has a whole story about it. All right. Vehuvka Ir, and the city of Yerushalayim was broken into by the Romans during the time of the destruction of the Second Temple. Sarf Apostomos es HaTorah. Apostomos, he was a Greek ruler. At the time of the Chashmonaim, he burned the Sefer Torah. And finally, he also had Mitzelem Behechal. He put up a statue to Zeus in the Hechal where the menorah stood. What were the five tragedies on Tisha B'Av? On Tisha B'Av, that's when the spies came back and gave their negative report, and it was decreed on our ancestors that they can't enter the land of Israel. The first and second Beis HaMikdash were destroyed. Vinil Kedza Beitar, the city Beitar, was captured by the Romans. Then after the Bar Kokhba revolt, Ben-Nech-Rishah-Ir, and Turnus-Rufus, the Roman governor, plowed up the entire city of Jerusalem and destroyed it. Mishenichnas-Av, once the month of Av begins, Mimatim Simcha, we eliminate joy. Shabbat-Shechal-Tishabav, Yos-Pesochal, the week of Tishabav, Asim L'Sablam L'Chabes, you're not allowed to take a haircut or wash clothing. But on the Thursday of the Friday of Tisha, of the week of Tisha B'Av, Mutar, you are allowed to wash clothing, Mifnei Kavod HaShabbos, to honor Shabbos. Erev Tisha B'Av, Lo Yochal Adam Shnei Tavshilim, on the afternoon leading into Tisha B'Av, the eve of Tisha B'Av, the final meal, you can't eat two cooked dishes, and those cooked dishes can't be meat, nor can you be drinking wine. Lo Yochal Basar, nor Yishtu Yain, you can't drink wine. Reb Shimon Gamliel, Omer Yishana, you have to change from your norm. Rabbi Yehuda Mechai B'Kviya Samitra. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to turn over the bed. Lord Chacham, the Chacham did not agree. Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Yom Tov Yisrael, Kachamisha Asabavach Yom Kippurim. There were no happier days for the Jews during the time of the Second Temple than the 15th of Av and Yom Kippur. Why? Because they made Shiduchim then. Shebehem Benos Yisrael Yotzes B'Kleit Lav and Shulim. That's when the Jewish girls would go out with borrowed white dresses. To not embarrass anyone who doesn't have their own white dress. Everybody's borrowing a white dress. Now also, we don't know what's going on with the people who you borrowed it from. Maybe they were tummy. So all these garments had to go into the mikvah. And the daughters of Jerusalem would go out and they would dance in the vineyards around Shiloh. Umahi, almost what would they say? If they were beautiful, they would say, Bachur, young man, sonai nechur, eh, mahatabar alach, lift up your eyes and see what you're choosing. If they weren't so beautiful, they would say, don't look at the beauty, look at the family. And if they didn't have that, they would say, vain is beauty and charm. A woman who fears God is the one who's praised. The verse says, give her from her handiwork, and they'll praise her in the gates for her deeds. The verse also says, send her and Abinosiyom Bamelech Shlomo, go out and see daughters of Zion and King Shlomo, Ba'atar Shitlo Imo, with the crown that his mother adorned for him, Biyom Chatunas, on the day of his wedding, Biyom Simchaslibo, the day that his heart was happy, Biyom Chatunaso, the day of his wedding is Matan Torah, Biyom Simchaslibo, is the day of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, the building of Beis HaMikdash, Shei Baneh, Bimeher Biyamin, may it be built speedily in our days. All right, going back to the Mishnah, Vishlosha Prakam Bashana, three times a year, Kohanim Nosmas Kapayam, four times. If it's a fast day or a mamad, is there a carbon musaf? On It was so the opposite when it's a carbon musaf. We cancel the ma'amados. Against the Gemara Chesur Mitzvah, there are words missing from the Mishnah. Chikatani is what it means. V'shlosha prakim, 3 times a year. Kohanim knows from his kapim, kozmach from his palm. The Kohanim say, birchas konim, during every tefillah. So therefore, sometimes on these times, our papam, they're going to say 4 times during the day, birchas konim. Shachris musaf mincha ne'ila. Be'elin shlosha prakim, these are the times that they say birchas konim at every prayer. Taniyos ma'amodas yom kippurim. Why? Because on these days, they're fasting. Since they're fasting, they're not going to get drunk, and therefore they can say Birchas Kohanim. I'm Rav Nachman, Rabbi Wazud, Rabbi Meir, Tzivu, Rabbi Meir. Abel Chacham, Rabbi Chacham, say no. Shachas and Musaf, Yesh Ben Nisiyas Kapayim, Mincha Ne'ila, Ein Ben Nisiyas Kapayim. They would not say Birchas Kohanim at Mincha Ne'ila. Man Chacham, with the Chacham, Rabbi Yehuda, the time went in a Brisa. Shachas and Musaf, Mincha Ne'ila, Kulin Yesh Ben Nisiyas Kapayim, Rabbi Meir, Meir holds that you say Birchas Kohanim in all the 4 prayers of Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yudam, Rabbi Yudah says, only Shachas and Musaf would you say Nesias Kapayim? Would you have Birchas Kohanim Mincha Ne'ila? No, ain't Ben Nesias Kapayim. And Rabbi Yosef, Ne'ila Yesh Ben Nesias Kapayim, Mincha Ein Ben Nesias Kapayim. Ne'ila would have a Birchas Kohanim, but Mincha not. But my commitment, what's the argument? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir holds like this: Kol Yom a time in my low parsha Kohanim Yodayim Minchasa. Why every day do we not have Birchas Kohanim during Mincha? Mishum Shichros, because by the time we get to Mincha, people may have eaten when they ate, they may have gotten drunk, and it's not right for a Kohen to say Birchas Kohanim when he's under the influence of alcohol. So he didn't know, but on the fast days, like a shichrus, no one's getting drunk, therefore you can say Birchas Kohanim at every prayer. However, you decide for shachrus and musaf to chol yom alo shchiach shichrus. Shachrus and musaf, where normally on a regular day you're not going to be drunk there. So then, look, gazbu rabbanan, then the rabbis don't make a decree and they can do it on Yom Kippur. But mincha ne'ila to chol yom shchiach shichrus. It's later in the day. If we're going to say Birchas Kohanim on these prayers later in the day, they'll also say Birchas Kohanim later in the day on a regular day. And then people might be drunk. So therefore, gazbu rabbanan, the rabbis said, even on Yom Kippur, not to say Birchas Kohanim. And Rabbi Yossi said, Rabbi Yossi holds, no, mincha disa b'chol yoma, mincha maybe they can make a decree, because that's there every day, because we're Rabbanan. But ne'ila the less of b'chol yoma, ne'ila is not something that happens every day. And that look, because we're Rabbanan, there the rabbis did not make the decree. I'm Rabbi Yudah, my rabbi, Rabbi Yudah, the name of Rav, Allah, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yochanan, I'm not Allah, like Rabbi Meir, but Nagu, I'm Rabbi Meir. People have to practice to follow Rabbi Meir. Rav, I'm Midik, Rabbi Meir. Midik is like Rabbi Meir. So what's the difference between these different things? If you say Allah is like Rabbi Meir, Darshin Labirka, you would publicly teach it. If you say minig is like Rabbi Meir, we don't publicly say it, but if they ask us, we'll tell them to do it. Nagu means Ori lo marina. We wouldn't even tell them, but Yavid, if they did it, let it stand. We wouldn't reverse it. What's the bottom line of Nachman Amar Halacha Kriyab Yosi? And that is in fact the case. Halacha Kriyab Yosi. Asks the Gemara, but nowadays, my time of Parsha Kohani Yodai B'minchasa D'Tanisa. Why did the Kohanim say Birchas Kohanim at Mincha of a fast day? Answer the Gemara, Kim de Besamach Lashkiya Sachama Kaparshi, Kitfilas Ne'ila Damya. Since it's late in the day on a fast day, regular day they used to daven Mincha Gedola, but on a fast day they would daven late, so therefore it's not going to be confused with a regular day. And therefore on a fast day they would say Birchas Kohanim. On a regular day they knew they couldn't say Birchas Kohanim because they may have eaten lunch first and they may have already been drunk.